Blue jeans. People think of denim jeans as a true American design. However, denim fabric was first worn in the 1500s by French sailors in need of sturdy clothes. Denim, as we know it, arrived in America with the arrival of the gold rush in the 1800s. In the mid-19th century, it was rumored that nuggets of gold as big as a fist could be found in the rivers and mountain streams of California, USA. Fortune hunters from all over the world made their way to the west coast of America in search of gold. However, only a lucky few struck it rich. A man named Levi Strauss, a young immigrant from Bavaria, Germany, was one of those who went to San Francisco in California. He made his fortune, but he did not make it from gold. In those days, the miners and cowboys of California wore clothes made from canvas. Canvas was durable, but it was also uncomfortable and heavy. Strauss rediscovered the cotton cloth known today as denim, which had been used by French sailors for centuries. A tailor by the name of Jacob Davis joined Strauss's company. The denim trousers Davis made were tough, durable, and comfortable. To make them even stronger, Davis used small metal bolts called rivets to strengthen the pockets and waistband. Before long, Davis and Strauss became business partners, manufacturing working clothes out of denim, and jeans were born. Denim jeans were an immediate hit as work clothes. However, it was not until the 1950s that they became part of the American pop culture. Young people rebelled against their parents' ideas of proper outfits and began to wear blue denim jeans. It was only in the late 1960s that wearing denim jeans became acceptable. Today, jeans can be found everywhere, from kids' wardrobes and fashion catwalks to being worn by the President of the United States. They have come a long way from the sailors of 16th century France.